There's a lot of characters in the Old Testament. I mean, real, genuine characters. And somehow or another, they are all connected ultimately to the salvation that Jesus Christ brought to the world. Well, one of these characters is Moses. You remember the story of Moses. The Jews were already in slavery. The chosen people were already in slavery in Egypt. And he was born. And all the male children were supposed to be killed. But somehow or another, Moses' mother found a way to save him. She put him in a basket and put him in the river. And Pharaoh's daughter happened to spot the child. And so she saved him. And she made sure that the baby was properly taken care of and all that sort of thing. Well, Moses grew up with privilege. I mean, he was in Pharaoh's palace. That's where he lived. And so one day he was out walking among the people, the slaves, that the Egyptians had, the people who had enslaved. And they were his people. And he saw how one soldier was beating one of the chosen people. And he got angry and he killed that soldier. Of course, then he was immediately, his own life was endangered, and even Pharaoh was after him, so he had to flee. He ends up finding a job as a shepherding a flock of sheep for his father-in-law. And it's during this time that as he's pasturing the sheep that he comes across this bush that seemed to be burning but never burned up. And like anybody, he was kind of curious about that. So he approached, and the voice came out of the bush, speaking to him. "Moses, take off your shoes. This is holy ground." And then God revealed himself to Moses. And Moses couldn't quite believe what was happening here. And God said to him, "I'm very much aware of what's happening to my people." He said, "I've heard that their cries, people are crying out to him, pleading with him for help." And he said, "I'm going to save them. And you're going to lead my people out of the slavery of Egypt." So here's this person who really was technically supposed to be one of the slaves, but had escaped that, who had lived pretty high for a long time until he killed that guard. And then he was on the run. And so here God is talking to him. He's a criminal. He's a fugitive. They want him. They want to get rid of him, put him to death. And so Moses kind of comes with, like everybody does, comes up with reasons why he should look for somebody else. I'm not the person for that. I can't possibly do that. And they skip part of it in the reading tonight, but he said he couldn't speak. How could he go to the Pharaoh and make these demands? And how is he going to convince the people to believe that he's the one that's supposed to save them? And so God kept talking to him. And as God talked to him, he became more convinced, I guess, that if God wanted him to do this, he was willing to take on that burden, that responsibility. Now, one thing Moses did throughout this whole journey, over a period of time, he and God became very, very close friends. He would go up the mountain and talk to God. He would spend hours, days, and sometimes weeks in conversation with God. And when he would come back, he had this radiance in his face that the people were frightened of. So he would have to cover his face because he was reflecting something of the glory of God that stayed with him. So he would cover his face when he came back, when he came down the mountain. But it was through this man Moses, who was a fugitive, a murderer, that God chose to free his people from the slavery of Egypt. It's just interesting how God chooses people, How will you choose somebody like Moses? Moses didn't, at that time, didn't show any of the signs of great leadership. At least it didn't seem to. He didn't really want the job. But God said, you are qualified. I will always be with you. It's much like any call to any kind of mission in this world. You know, when God calls us, and he calls every one of us to do something, and we probably go through much the same routine as Moses did. We say, well, Lord, I'm really not worthy of this. I'm not qualified for this. I have all kinds of excuses. I can't travel or whatever it may be. I come up with some kind of an excuse so that he'll go look for somebody else. But if God makes up his mind, he's got something for us to do, we'll probably end up doing it or be unhappy. And so when he calls us to something, we may argue, we may discuss, we may give him reasons, and we can do all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, if God feels that this is the person for that job, he will do that job. And the sooner we learn to cooperate and work with it, when we work with our God, that's how much sooner we will accomplish our mission and we will be at peace. Now, Moses' job and through all of this was very, very difficult. The chosen people could be very, very difficult, very stubborn people. And when he would come to them and say, we need to do this, the Lord said, who's he? Who told you? What's his name? Why are you trying to tell us this? Why should we believe you? And so all the way through the journey through the desert for 40 years, he had to deal with that kind of stuff. But you know, the interesting thing was when God would seem to be upset with the chosen people, Moses was the one who would go and plead with him. Now look, Lord, why would you go through all of this trouble to get them out here in the desert, to form them into the people of God, and then to punish them? Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense. So Moses would sit and talk with God. He would argue with him. Now he's thought, man, wouldn't that be wonderful if you could do that? The interesting thing is we can. But we frequently choose not to do that. We think, oh, that seems kind of weird, you know. How do you talk to God? Well, how do you talk to anybody? Ideally, you can look him in the face and sit and discuss with him. Talk about issues that you personally may have, are issues that are bothering you, or say a job that you have that is troublesome or difficult. And I'm sure if we can do that, somewhere along the way we have to be reassured when God says, I'm always with you. I'm always with you. Remember at the time of the ascension, when our Lord is ascending into heaven, the apostles were kind of scared to death. What are we going to do? He said, go into the whole world. Go into the whole world and bring my message. And they look at him and said, you got to be kidding. And he said, you'll be better off that I'm gone. And they couldn't imagine what that meant either. How could we be better off with the Lord himself leaving us? And remember what Christ said to them. He said, I will never abandon you. I am always with you. My spirit dwells with you always. So in our own personal lives, every one of us at times has to feel some sense of a call from God that he wants us to do something. Maybe it's nothing grand like leading thousands of people out of slavery. Maybe it is. Nobody knows. But probably it's sometimes just, maybe would you spend a little more time with me? Maybe the call or the challenge is to spend a little more time with God, to get to know him, to talk to him, to face him, to let him know what you really think about things, and then listen to what he tells you. When he calls us to go on a mission, And it can be, say, the person I choose to marry, the way I raise my children, or the way I treat my boss, or the way I boss other people. It could be a million different ways. It doesn't always have to be something grand like a Moses call. It doesn't always have to be something grand like a Jeremiah or somebody like that. It doesn't have to be a Peter or a Paul. Sometimes it's just very simple little ways that God calls us. But if we're not ready to listen, if we're not ready to accept, it's very, very difficult for us to understand, why would he want me to do that? That's nothing. Or it's a task much too large for me. Why would he call me? But if we're willing, if we're open like Moses, he would discuss it with God. He gave him all of his excuses why he really didn't think he was qualified. But he did accept the job, and he got it done. And he and God became very, very close. They became intimate friends. And really, that's the mission that we're all here to do. We're all called to that intimacy with our God, that he wants us to be close to him. He wants us to know him. He wants us to understand that he's always near. He doesn't take away every pain. He doesn't take away every difficulty. He doesn't take away all of our stresses. He doesn't take all those things away. All he does is assure us that I am with you. If you're willing to accept, I am always with you. And somehow, that will help us to accomplish whatever that mission is, great or small, that he calls us to do. One thing in Thanksgiving Mass, there's a special Mass for Thanksgiving Day, and one of the readings is from the book of Deuteronomy. It's an option. But it's Moses. It's Moses talking to the people. And he said, whatever you do, don't forget what the Lord your God has done for you. He said, because if you forget, it's very easy to drift away and to think that you don't need him, that you're capable of handling all this stuff yourself. And he said, so always remember what he has done for you. It's very important for us also. You know, in our world today, they do everything to encourage us to forget about God and any authority or any promises, or, you know, they try to help us forget about those things. We have distractions that will draw us away as much as possible. And so we do sometimes tend to forget what the Lord our God has done for us. And as a consequence, we act like he didn't do anything and that we're free to do whatever we choose. So it's important for all of us. Think about Moses. Think about his call. How he felt he was totally the wrong person. How God convinced him that he was the right person. How he and God grew to an intimacy because Moses depended on God for his guidance, for his wisdom, for his encouragement, for his patience, for the guidance that he gave to the people. He depended on that. He knew he needed God to accomplish his mission. And we all are in that same boat. Whatever he calls us to do, we need him. And he said, if you're willing, I am always there. All you need to do is call. Just don't forget what I have done for you.